Good morning. Pastor Mike here at Followers of Christ Fellowship in Yoakum, Texas. We just thank you for being here this morning. Thank you for taking your time out of the holidays and coming and worshiping and praising God with us in worship and song. Let's get started this morning by going in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you. For the ones that you have here today, Lord, I just thank you for the Christmas that we had, Lord, that we spent time with our families, Lord. We hopefully made you part of the day, Lord, because it shouldn't be just one day a year. It should be 365 days a year, Lord, that we celebrate you. And I just thank you, Lord, for the ones that's got COVID that we know and around us and in our families, Lord, that you'll just bless them and heal their bodies. Heavenly Father, be with the ones that has cancer and other problems in our church, Lord, that you're dealing with and curing them, Lord, and making new blessings every day. And Heavenly Father, I just pray for the ones who have ears here and the one who have eyes sees what the word has to say this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want you to go with me to Isaiah chapter 45. I'm going to read quite a few this morning. But it says, starting in verse 1, it says, "But now thus says the Lord, who created you, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name, you are mine." Verse 2, "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not burn, not shall the flame scorch you." In verse 3, "For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt for your ransom, Ethiopia and Seba in your place, since you were precious in my sight. You have been honored, and I have loved you. Therefore, I give you men for you and people for your life. Fear not, for I am with you. I will bring your descendants from the east and gather you from the west. And in verse 6, I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not keep them back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of earth, everyone who is called by my name, whom I have created for my glory. I have formed him, yes, I have made him. Bring out the blind people who have eyes, and the deaf who have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled, who among them can declare this, and shall our former things. Let them bring out their witnesses, and they be justified, and let them hear and say it is truth. In verse 10, you are my witness, say the Lord, and my servant who I have chosen, that you may know and believe me. Understand that I am he. Before me, there was no God formed, nor shall there be after me. I am the Lord, and besides me, there is no Savior. In verse 12, I am declared and saved. I have proclaimed, and there was no foreign God among you. Therefore, you are my witness, says the Lord, that I am God. Indeed, before the day was, I'm he. And there is no one who can deliver out of my hand. I work and who reverse it. We might go back to that in a minute. But the title that I titled the sermon out of this was God's New Thing This Year. As we begin a new year together, take God's word in turn. And I read Isaiah 43 to you. And as we enter into this new year, it's only natural to want to reflect back over the previous year and consider what all was accomplished. This is true in our professional life as well in our personal life. It's also true in our spiritual life. How much time did I spend in God's word? How consistent was I in prayer life? Did my witness help bring anybody to Jesus? Did my giving reflect my heart for God? So how was your spiritual life last year? And what changes are necessary to take it to the next level this year of 2021? 2020 was bad enough. We had some ups and downs, and we had COVID, and we had stores closed and businesses closed. It's been a year. And consider this, what did you see God do this year? And not only in you and through you, but around you. See, I don't know about you, but I saw God do some things in me as your pastor. I thought last year, but oh, the things I saw him do around me this past year. I saw him restore broken marriages many times. I saw him save souls of many, including children and convicts and Muslims and attempted suicide victims, teenagers, and as well as adults. I saw him give hope to the hopeless. I saw him give forgiveness to the fallen. I saw him transform lives right in front of my eyes. What all did you see God do around you this past year? Not just in you and through you, but around you. But what a mighty God we serve. Well, as wonderful as all these things were last year, what would you say if I told you? I want to say that again. What would you say if I told you that God has a new thing for you in 2021? Because the old is going to pass in a few days. So a new thing that's better, that's bigger, that's greater, that's mightier than what you saw him do last year in you, through you, and around you. And let me say that if you continue dwelling on the old things God has done, you're not going to see the new things that God has for you in 2021. Focusing on the past, as good and great as it was, tends to blur our focus on today. In other words, it's hard to see in front of you when you are consistently looking behind. Here's the thing. What do we want to see God do at Followers of Christ Fellowship in 2021? What do we want to see God do in the body of believers here in this church in 2021? What do we want to see God do in our individual life in 2021? And I said, what does God see that he wants us to do? It's all in his word. All we have to do is pick it up and read it and study it. And if you are struggling and you're having problems, my friend, this word will change your life. So in 2021, we can make a difference. Maybe things that we didn't do last year. Some of us struggle just as an individual and we wonder why. But I tell you, church, I tell you, people, if you will get into God's word and let it change your life, pray to God and talk to God and see what things are going to be done, it's going to make you grow in your personal life, your individual life, your church life. You're going to want to get involved here at this church and you're going to want to teach Sunday school, maybe, whoever he calls. You might want to lead youth or lead kids. You might want to sing or lead music, no matter what he's telling you to do. But as you grow, you will find your calling. But what do we want to see in 2021? We want to see things different than they were last year in 2020. We want to see the alcoholics get off of their drinks. We want to see drug addicts get off their drugs. We want to see prisoners saved in the penitentiary. Because God died for all. We want to see people healed that never thought they could be healed. But to do it, we got to have faith for what we want God to do in 2021. I'm telling you, church, if God can turn me around, oh, what he can do for you. I'm telling you, I had a wife that prayed. When I married my wife in 1983, I didn't know Jesus. She did. She was a Sunday school teacher and she prayed for me every day. And boy, did I make mistakes. I made little mistakes. I made big mistakes. I'm ashamed of some of them. But one day a preacher started coming to my house. And he would tell me, he said, "Brother, you need Jesus." I said, "I don't want nothing to do with that man." He kept on and he kept on for about a year. And he come over one night and he invited me to a revival. And as I went to that revival, I don't know who God was speaking to, but he was speaking directly to me. I got up and I walked that aisle. And I told him, I said, "I need Jesus." And that preacher prayed with me and my wife, and my life slowly started to change. Slowly started to change. The scripture says, that says, "The Lord your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, forsake me and bring all down fugitives. The Chaldeans who rejoiced in their ships, I am the Lord your Holy God, the Creator of Israel your King, that says the Lord who made a way in the sea, and the path through the mighty waters, who brings forth the chariot and horse, the army and the power, that lie down together, and they shall raise, and they shall rise. They are extinguished, they are quenched like a wick. Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing." We just talked about it. "Now it should bring forth, shall you not know? I will even make a road in the wilderness and the rivers in the desert. The beasts of the field will honor me, the jackals and ostriches, because of giving waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen people." And I want to go to one more verse in there, and I want to go to verse 28. Well, I'm going to switch to 26. "But me in remembrance, let us contend together. State your case that you may be acquitted." I look at this scripture and I see what God says. And I see where he talked to him about new things. New things this year of 2021. And you know, when I got saved, I got ahead of myself, but when I got saved, God called me to preach. I said, "God, I don't want to do this. This is not what I want to do in my life. I don't want to preach." And I knew that God had called me, but I don't know what happened, but I didn't want to do it. And the reason why I knew that God called me is because I had a good job. My wife had a good job. I started losing things that I had paid for. I started losing things that I had on credit. I almost lost the house, almost lost the wife, almost lost the kids. Finally, I got so down low in the pit, I told the Lord, I said, "Lord, if you're calling me to preach, open the door." And boy, he did. I had a preacher told me, he said, "You're going to preach." I met him on a Wednesday and he said, "I'm going to put you in an internship 5 years, but you start preaching tonight." And let me tell you something, I wasn't prepared. I went home and it seemed like I studied for 10 hours, but I got up and preached a 5-minute sermon and two people got saved. I've been preaching ever since. But the days and we're living in today is hard. People out there have to fall to rock bottom to acknowledge that Jesus is the King of Kings and Lords, and he's the only one that can make a difference in your life. Not just in 2021, but forever. I tell you what gets me. We got all of this Facebook and we got all this messaging and Messenger and Twitter and all of these things. We stay on it hours and hours a day, weeks, hours and hours in a week, hours and hours in a month. But we can't take time to read the Holy Word of God Out of all of the books out there that are sold, the best book on the market is the Holy Bible. And it was written from the beginning to the end, which was inspired by man from God. And it's true from the beginning to the end. I don't care who you are. I believe it. I'm going to stick with it. And I'm going to live with it. That there's no errors in the Bible. It's all has been prophesied, set revelations. And my friend, I believe as a pastor that this right here of the COVID could be a plague. I tell you what, it's turning people around and people are praying for people. I had someone to call me today. A friend of mine at work, his wife got COVID. I wished him a Merry Christmas. He told me, he said, brother, he said, pray for me. He said, my wife is running fever. He said, this thing is real. He said, it's been hard. He said, it's been nasty. He said, just pray for us. He's got a son that's artistic, and he can't afford to get sick. I prayed for him, and he took his wife to the hospital Friday night. As a matter of fact, she's there as we speak. And her fever went down. She'd been running 103 or so, and her fever went down. But she's a sick little girl. But you know what? I have faith. It's going to be a new year. It's going to be a good year. You know why? Because God's going to heal her. God's going to bring her out of this. You know why? She's going to live either way. She's either going to live in heaven or she's going to live on earth. But God's going to heal her. She's going to come home to her family. You know why? Because she believes in the Lord Jesus Christ. She has faith that he's going to take care of her. And that's what we got to have is faith for the new year. Believing that God is going to take care of us. When we get up and we give all to him. When we get up and give him everything that we have. A new beginning in a new year. My friends, start going to church. Start reading the Bible. Start praying to God. Start helping others. Don't expect to get something, but to give. There's people in this church, and there's people outside this church that are hurting, that are going through divorces, that are sick with cancer, with COVID, with other things. And don't know which way to turn. There's people out there that don't know Jesus and don't know which way to turn. There ain't but two paths. You turn to the enemy or you turn to the Savior. And the Savior is the King of kings and Lords of lords, Jesus Christ. The enemy is nothing but devil, the Lucifer himself, that was an archangel in heaven that got cast out because he thought he was God. Now he's got the world following him. The Bible tells us don't hang around the world. The Bible tells us to hang around people that know him. We wonder why we financial debt. We wonder why we just sink into the bottom, my friend, because our eyes are not focused on Jesus. To have a new year, we have to focus on him. To have a new year, we have to make him first in our life. Some of us make him last in our life. I know because I know Jesus is a good God, a mighty God. And I know he's got something in store for every one of us in the year of 2021. We need to pray. If we're here today and we're a Christian, we need to pray that he shows us what he wants us to do in 2021. You might not be a Christian. You might not know Jesus. You don't know which way to turn because you are hurting so bad. I can tell you which way to turn. You turn to Jesus. And let me tell you what, he will change your year upside down. He will give you things that you never had before. He will give you blessings that you never had before. You know, we just celebrated Christmas, and I want you to think about something. Probably most of you that are listening to my voice this morning sat down at a table and got to eat and spend time with family. You know, we see people out there in Victoria on side of the roads holding signs. My friend, you can tell the real ones from the fakes. There was a family of four that was lost their job because of the COVID. Lost their house. They couldn't find a job. I asked the local police department who they were, and they said they were homeless, and I helped them. I got to go fishing Friday, and me and my son went by a taco place to get something to eat. When we walked in, there was nobody out, but we came back out, and there was a lady sitting out there, 33 degrees. She had a light jacket, and she was eating scraps from the dumpster, and she was going back and forth. And I walked by her. She didn't ask for anything. She just rocking back and forth, and she said, God bless. We went down the road, went to the store. I told my son, I got to go back. And I went back, and I told that lady, here, I want to give you something. I want you to go in there and buy you a cup of coffee and get warm. My friend, her life's already changed. Because she sees that somebody's out there wants to help. And my prayer is that God will use someone else to help her and someone else to water the seed that I planted. And I pray that this young lady's life will change in the year of 2021. And she had a Bible in her bag with her scraps. And that's what made me want to help her. She's probably to the point to where she's at now. To least she had a jacket and she's still alive because she has that Bible because she's studying God. Because that's God's word. What a blessing. What are we doing to study God's word? What are we doing to get into God's word? I know it's not easy. It took me a long time. But I had to get in the pit. And God had to pull me out. I think about when Jesus told Peter, he said, Jesus, if that's you, tell me to come. And Jesus told Peter to come. And Peter started walking on that water, and he began to sink. Can I tell you why he began to sink? He had so much faith when he told Jesus, he says, tell me to come, and I'll come. And Jesus says, come, and he started walking on water. But you know what happened? He took his eyes off of Jesus. And when he took his eyes off of Jesus, he began to sink. He began to almost drown. But what did God do? God took his hand and he put it out there and he let him get a hold of it and he pulled him up and wrapped his arms around him. He had a plan for Peter. This year, he has a plan for you, whoever's listening to my voice. You know, we're just a little church out here in Hope. We worship at Hope Community Center. We're a Bible preaching church. If it ain't in the Bible, we don't preach it, and we don't put anything in, and we don't take anything out. Our mission is to go out and baptize in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. To spread the word. Yeah, people don't want to go to church anymore. People don't want to hear about Jesus anymore. But I can tell you what, there are people just like you that loves a small church atmosphere. And there's people here that wants to come here today, but they got to hear about us. And it's your voice and your lips that tells them. Your life can be different. And 2021, we have a lot of hurting people out here right now, all around us, in our communities, that needs to hear our voice, but they need to hear the voice of Jesus. What voice are you listening to? My friend, Satan can't give blessings. Satan can't heal. Satan can't take care of, heal a marriage. He can't fix a marriage. He can't mend a relationship between you and your children. He can't do anything. All he's there is to bring you down. God's the one that gives rewards. God's the one that gives blessings. Count your many blessings and count them one by one. I cannot tell you how many times that God has blessed me. Like I told you, I had a wreck in 2006 in a motorcycle. I thought I was dead. I seen heaven, and I'm still here today. Just in January or February of this year of 2020, I got sick and dizzy and fell out in the courthouse with septic and some other things and thought I was gone. Well, it was blessed. It's a blessed by God that I'm still here today. Why? Because he has a purpose and he has a plan for me. And that purpose and plan only he knows, but he will show me. You know, he gave me a blessing to be here at this church, to preach and teach the sheep, to pray, to counsel, to be there in times of tragedy. There's people out there that need that. There's people out there that need to hear preaching that is the truth. And God will do, there will be some changes in 2021. But God's going to get us through everything. Because we know that the book of Revelations has to be revealed and to be fulfilled. It's the only one that hadn't been fulfilled and be fulfilled. We got to see a lot of bad things. And my friend, we already seeing them. And as things get worse, God said, I'm going to take care of my people. People don't want to hear about God anymore. They don't want to hear about the Savior. They'll slam a door in your face. But as soon as something happens, they cry out Jesus and they wonder why they didn't get an answer. My Bible tells me by faith, if you ask, you shall. It didn't say you might. It didn't say you could. It said, if you ask, you shall receive. By faith, if you ask, God's going to do it. He don't always do it with a yes. He don't always do it with a no. If it's to harm you, he ain't going to do it. God said, I'll never forsake you and I'll meet all of your needs. And our needs is not a 2021 Lincoln Town Car. Our needs could be a hoopty wrapped with barbed wire that gets us back and forth to the store and to work and where we need to go. I drive a Sonic that's got 100-something thousand miles on it. It's a little midget car, and let me tell you what, I'm proud to drive it. Because it gets me to work, it gets me to get food, it gets me everywhere I need to go. That's what God wants me to have at this time, and that's what I'm going to drive. I want to ask you a question this morning. What has God done in your life? What do you need God to do in your life? And I'd be some of you here this morning that says, preacher, I just didn't have a good Christmas. It just wasn't, it just something wasn't there. You might say, preacher, I don't know this Jesus you're talking about. I got so many problems, I know that I can't do them on my own. I need somebody. You know, Romans chapter 10, 9 and 10 says, if you confess with your mouth and believe that the Lord died on the cross and rose the third day, you shall be saved. I know that he died on the cross. I know that he rose the third day. I know he died on the cross. I know he was beaten on the cross. He was spit up on. But I want to ask you today, will you ask him to come in your life and to be your Savior? We're our Followers of Christ Fellowship, Pastor Mike. I would like to get you to invite your friends, invite you to come. We're in the Hope Community Center. It's considered Yoakum, Texas. I ask you to invite a friend. I ask you to bring your neighbor. We are a Bible preaching, teaching church. We're a loving church and a small crowd. Phone number is 208-361-208-5914.